The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning, and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner, in with Patrick Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Hello.
Hi. And we have a special guest here today, Pat Kelly. He's with Kelly Inspections, Inc., home inspections and related services. We're going to discuss everything there is to discuss about a home inspection today. And we're here every Saturday and Sunday. We have a full-time real estate office with 12-plus realtors. We've been listing and selling real estate in the area for over 40 years. Feel free to email us anytime. You can email us at questions@jruddy.com, or you can stop by our office. We're located conveniently at Dunmore Corners at 111 West Drinker Street. Or you can call us
at 570-344-6724, or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
So again, in with us today, Pat Kelly.
Hello, how are you?
Great.
What questions do we have for Pat Kelly?
I think we have a lot of questions for Pat Kelly today.
Most people do on the job I do.
I bet. How long have you been performing home inspections?
I started in 2001.
And what was your background prior to home inspections?
I have a window replacement and sales company that I've had since 1987, and I have remodeled several homes completely.
So you have, you know, hands-on knowledge.
Yes, and okay. It's something I wanted to do for maybe 10 years before I did become a home inspector, which I think is something that a good inspector should want to do.
Nothing like liking your job. I mean, I used to, when I was going to work down in the city, I used to love to go to work. I did. I really did. I enjoyed going to work. There's nothing worse than going to work in the morning and it's like going to the salt mine saying, oh dear, another terrible day. But it's good to hear that people enjoy their jobs. Okay, what qualifications do you have to be an inspector?
To be a home inspector, you have to join an organization that is certified, which requires you to do a 100 home inspections at a paid inspection.
You have to do 100? What's that?
You have to be with a home inspector on 100 home inspections.
Oh, before you even get your license.
Yeah, as a prerequisite to be part of this organization.
Wow.
Along with a test, a very deep test to get started. You need error and omission insurance and be certified in everything you do.
Oh, that's terrific. You can't just be some hamburger off the street saying, I'm going to be Joe Blow Inspection Services now.
Exactly.
I didn't know that.
Pat, what would you say consumers should look for in a home inspector?
Well, I think a consumer should be, first of all, comfortable with the home inspection company or person that's going to do the inspection. Call a few home inspectors. Ask a few basic questions like, how long do you take to do an inspection? Which should be at least 2.5 hours. Anything less than that is not a thorough inspection. Do you want me to be with you on the inspection is a very good question, and I think the answer should always be yes without a pause, because you can educate the person at the inspection, and there's nothing like an education on a house you're going to buy and, you know, pay for the next 20 or 30 years.
And when we took my sister-in-law through a house, we used Pat Kelly as the inspector, and he took her through the house, and it was an enlightening experience for her. It was for her, good for her to be familiar with the property she was about to own and know any of the defects that were there. It was very good.
Well, this brings up a good point, because the buyer is the one paying for the home inspection. But as realtors, our sales agreements, our agreements of sale, do automatically have in them that the seller, upon request, shall receive a copy of the home inspection. So when the seller is residing in the place, how do you feel about a seller being present at the home inspection?
I like the seller to be present because I can ask questions about roof age, furnace, past wood-destroying insect history, things like that. I really don't allow the owner to have a copy without permission from the buyer who's paying me for the inspection.
Okay. Right. And I know that the home inspectors usually do have to have that paper signed for even the realtors to receive a copy.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Pat, what is the home inspection law? Law.
Well, we're governed by actually the Realty Association, who originally came up with the idea that we should be certified, not licensed, in PA. In the future, we will be licensed. Right now, we're certified, and the certifications are, part of it is being part of that organization, doing your inspections, having experience and being competent. That's what they're looking for.
I was very surprised to learn that the home inspectors were not licensed or didn't have to be up to this point.
Yes, I was too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a certification, and it's a good start. A lot of states are licensed, and we will get there.
Well, I think we should be.
Yeah, I do too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the realtors, real estate agents, we're all licensed. We have to pass a certain amount of tests. Not as rigorous as a home inspector, though. I don't have to go on 100 sales to get my certification.
Well, I think it's appropriate. Licensing would be appropriate for a home inspector.
Agreed.
So what's a material defect? How would you define a material defect?
A material defect is not something that's worn, or it's only not working or damaged due to a failure in the materials. Okay? It was built, and it's not performing as it should.
Oh, so a leak in the roof is a material defect?
Only if it was under even 10 years. You know, they're designed for 25, 30 years, and that's what we're looking for. It's expected lifespan. If it failed because of a production, like sometimes I'll see them and there's all lines cut in them from the production. The machine was a little too tight, didn't put enough stone in it, and it's wearing in that area. That's a material defect.
So your reports, when you provide a report to a consumer, they have outlined material defects, if any are found, maintenance issues, what should be done?
Yes, material failures, which means something that's worn out. I give life expectancies on furnace, roof. They're a big thing for buyers. They want to know how long things are going to last because sometimes they're on a tight budget. They don't want to be strapped with $3,000 bill in the first 5 years they're there. They want to know what's coming their way. That's kind of what a home inspection does.
Oh, so if I have a 25-year-old gas steam heating system in the building, how long is the life expectancy on something like that?
They're built for 50 years.
Really?
Yes, but it's only life expectancy because human error can come into there. People can crack them. Mm-hmm. People can do things wrong to them. We look at a furnace, try to evaluate the date and the condition of it as it is. That would be a 25-year boiler would be mid-life.
Midlife?
Yep.
Kinda
25
like,
years.
Kind of like me.
Yeah. I know the feeling.
Not us. I'm kind of, you know, I'm not old at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, Patrick turns 50 this weekend.
Oh, boy. Mm. We're not going to talk about that at Century 21 Jack Ready ever again, okay?
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I thought I saw a banner in Dunmore.
No, you didn't.
Sorry.
I'm running out of town. I'm out of here. Let me ask you something. As a seller, should a seller perform a home inspection prior to listing the property?
A smart seller should. Someone who's concerned, they will know exactly what's coming their way when that house goes up for sale. Oh. Or prepare and fix the things that I would recommend before the sale.
All right. So
it'll be an easy walkthrough.
Right. So there's no surprises that I'm going to have. I got this perfect buyer for this perfect house, and then they do the inspection, and they find this unforeseen thing. And now all of a sudden it could screw up our negotiations. But if Pat Kelly had been in here in the beginning and says, listen, you have the problem with this, so that's a good move as a seller.
Pat, what's your contact information?
Well, I have a cell phone and a home phone. My cell phone is the best way to reach me. It's 570-499-3555 or via the internet at kellyinspectionsinc.com.
Very good.
I'm going to have to put a link on jready.com to your site. And then we got to check that out. I'll have to take care of that.
I think I have to make this note that any time I've ever called Pat, he's answered the phone.
That was my next statement. I answer the phone always.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I don't, I'll get back to you with probably a very short period of time.
Okay, and I won't call you at 6 o'clock on a Sunday morning wanting to know where my report is that you did Saturday evening, okay?
Why not? Some people do.
Oh, I know. We know that. That's why we don't have the home phone anymore.
All right.
6 o'clock on a Sunday morning getting a phone call from somebody saying, what are you doing to sell my to sell my house?
Yeah.
And your website again is?
KellyInspectionsInc.com.
And it's K-E-L-L-Y.
Yes.
Inspections, plural,
Inc.com.
.com.
When you punch in Home Inspector Scranton, Pennsylvania, I come up first.
You do?
Yeah, what is that, on Google?
Yeah. Really? My son is a master at it.
Really? Can you get it? We're going to have to talk
we'll
to
have
him.
We'll have to talk to him.
We're going to have to talk to that young man. See what he can do for Century 21, Jack. Mm-hmm. Ready?
Okay. Getting back to the home inspection process. Now, when realtors are involved, Pat, do you like to see the realtors present?
Definitely.
Okay.
Because they can look at the defect or the fault or the worn material and help the buyer more clearly because they've seen it. They can relate it to the selling agent, tell them exactly what's going on.
Well, I go to my inspections, and I'm going to tell you, that is something that I could never read from a report and understand. But I know when I go to my inspections and you're there, you're always happy to see me. And I know that that's not always the case, but it's very important for me to understand what's happening in that inspection for the buyer, for the seller, so that I can convey this properly.
Yeah, to your people, that makes a good agent. That's what I say. And if you learn one thing that you didn't know at every home inspection you attend, you'll almost be a home inspector.
Well, I've been doing it for 17 years, and I always learn something.
Yeah. That's
always.
Great. I really feel that's a good thing. I enjoy teaching buyers, everyone. I like to educate them.
Yes, and you're good at it. So now we're going to go over a listing, Debbie Starr's listing. It's in Moosic.
And from Jack Ruddy?
This is from Century 21.
Right.
Yes, Jack Ruddy Real Estate, 836 Woodland Avenue in Moosic. It's a one-story home.
It's listed for $129.9. It's two bedrooms, one bath. It's got a nice deep lot. It's 48 feet wide by 125 deep. Taxes are my kind of taxes. $1,200 a year. That's $100. I wish my taxes were $1,200 a year. It's got a one-car detached garage. I love garages. You know, growing up in New York, I've always had garage envy.
Because you didn't have any.
Because I didn't have any. And if anybody had a garage, they were rich. Not in the neighborhood I grew up in, there were no garages. But here we go. It says it's a great starter home, or if somebody, if you're downsizing, everything is done, it says. It says the roof was done in 2001. It's got hardwood floors in the foyer and the hall. It's got a 200-amp electric service. Sidewalks have been done, it says, front and the rear. Seamless gutters on the house. And it says the house was also insulated, which is huge. In northeastern Pennsylvania, I found that out with my heat bill. The house was insulated when it was sided. Gas heat. I was down there. It's a very cute house. It's on a nice, quiet street, but it's not too far off the main drag either.
Good, very affordable too at $129. Any time you want to go and look at our office listings, you can visit us at jruddy.com. That's JRUDDY.com. It's time for a short break, and we'll be back in a bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life, but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers. And we we are back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, in with Patrick Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
At Century 21 Jack Ruddy.
Yes, and our special guest, Pat Kelly, with Kelly Inspections, Inc.
Hello.
Hi. What's your contact information again, please?
My cell phone is probably the best, 570-499-3555. I'll always answer the phone.
Yes, you do. Okay, well, we were talking about the home inspection process, you know, what your background is and who should do a home inspection, who should be there, what the home inspection law is, what a material defect is, if a seller should perform a home inspection prior to listing the property, and so on and so forth. So now I thought I'd ask you, what kind of inspections do you do when you do a home inspection?
99% of inspections I do are, it's a package, I call it. It is a home inspection itself, which is structure, electric, every part of the house. Roof, I go through the whole house in 2.5 hours, open every door, turn on every faucet, check every outlet. That is the home inspection. Along with that, we do a wood-destroying insect report, which is sometimes required by a lender if there's a bank involved. And we also do
radon.
A radon test. And I always recommend that your radon person be qualified through the DEP. They have a rigorous schooling, and we're watched and monitored constantly by the DEP. If you get someone not in the DEP certification, they could have a machine that's never been calibrated, and it's just not going to help you. You need to know exactly what's going on in your house with radon. And I think it's one of the most important parts of the home inspection, because the homes that we least expect to have radon usually have it.
Which ones are the least expected?
The brand new $500,000 homes. High radon.
Well, I find...
Not always, I'm sorry, but they do have it.
Okay, well, I have a theory, and tell me if I'm wrong, but I have a theory, just doing real estate for 17 years. I find that the properties that have our older construction with the stone foundations and older windows don't seem to get high levels of radon, but the houses that are well insulated with the poured concrete walls, thermal pane windows, insulation in the sidewalls, whether it's blown in or the
sprayed on insulation.
The sprayed on insulation.
The tightness of the
house.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. The older homes with stone foundations, they ventilate themselves.
Yeah, the drafty ones.
Ventilation is the way you fix radon. New homes are airtight. Mm-hmm. 7% of homes do have radon.
7%.
Yep, 7. So you're rolling the dice.
Well, a lot of the new construction I'm finding is already putting in, they're not installing a radon mitigation system, but they're piping it.
Yes, they put pipes under the basement concrete mm-hmm. to prepare the house to have a system put in. If you, on a new home, the reason the radon is there is because if you agitate any stone, maybe with some dynamite to dig your foundation, things like that, once you agitate stone, it erupts and agitates the rock, and here comes the radon.
Okay, explain what is radon.
Radon is a radioactive gas that comes from the mineral uranium, which in turn turns to radon. There are platelets in the air. Every molecule of radon deteriorates to a gas, and it rises. If your home is built over a vent from the earth of radon, and in the winter conditions, which means windows and doors closed morning and night, you'll have a high concentration of radon.
A lot of people think that it's because we're a coal region, but that doesn't have anything to do with it.
It has nothing to do with it. No, it's all over the world. We read radon, and we measure it in picocuries. On the outside air, out in the middle of nowhere, we'll get a reading of 0.3 picocuries per liter of air. The average interior reading is 1.4, because even a 0.3 rising of radon in a house that is sealed will turn to 1.4. Four or higher, according to the Realty Association, should be repaired. 3.9 is good. You're right on the edge with that. It's the way it is, and it's good to know, and you can't detect it. It's invisible and odorless, you know.
What does radon do, they say?
Well, the platelets in the air are radioactive, and they cling to whatever they touch to. Oh. So they get in your lung, and they are the number two cause of lung cancer. They're radioactive particles.
Really? I didn't know that. So if I smoked and I had a house with radon, I guess... I'm rolling the dice a bad way.
The double whammy.
Yeah, that's no good.
And what do they do? What does someone do, seller, buyer, whomever, when they do find radon? How do you get rid of it?
There is a repair system. If you have a concrete floor with gravel under it, it usually costs under $1,000. It takes only 3 to 4 hours to install, and it actually, to make it simple, vacuums air through the gravel under the basement concrete and blows it up over the roof of the house. In the repair money, they pay another DEP agent, like myself, to retest, make sure it's under 4 and been repaired. And the mitigator, the repairman, usually guarantees to get it under 4. So I would recommend all of that.
And it's a good thing to note, too, that you don't do radon mitigation and you don't treat for wood infestation. So you don't have any conflict of interest when you find these things.
Exactly.
But there are some times when you're in a situation I have found in the past where you do have somebody that does offer all of those services, so that becomes questionable. But I like to note the fact that you're independent from that.
Mm-hmm. And that's the way it should be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree. I'm going to have the bug guy come in to find into my house, and I think inevitably they're going to want to find some bugs to make some money.
That's how they make their money.
Yep. So.
Well, back to wood infestation, Pat. Did you have a question about wood infestation?
Oh, I had a question about bed infestation. Have you come across bed bugs? Everybody's talking about bed bugs. Bed bugs this, bed bugs that. Have you come across any of this?
I've read where there is a rise in the bed bug population. I did a home inspection recently, and I was wondering why my legs were itching. And I found out later in the inspection, I wasn't told earlier, that the house was infested with bed bugs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Baby.
And it wasn't completely treated. It was partially treated. They didn't come back to make sure it was completed. And I found out that it wasn't.
Well, they got a good meal with you.
Yeah, I didn't want to go back to pick my radon machine up.
I bet. Sorry for laughing.
Yeah, it's okay.
What do you do when you have, what is the corrective measure for bed bugs?
I recommend you get
a new house?
No, a professional in that field to come in and repair the house.
Treat. Okay, there's a chemical.
Oh, there are a couple different ways they do it. They have bombs. They set off gas bombs in the house, and no one can go in it for so many hours. There are sometimes, if it's into the wood of the house, depending on what kind of a bug it is, they'll cover the whole house with a blanket and gas it for a day.
Wow.
Wow.
Yep.
And termites and carpenter ants and powder post beetles, they're the wood-destroying insects that you typically look for when you do a home inspection.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, there are other bugs. They're not wood destroying.
Okay.
Okay, we only worry about wood destroying because it's the property I'm out to tell the buyer about. And there's carpenter bees in there too.
Okay. Okay. So when a homeowner, seller has termites, the treatment for termites is different than if you find carpenter ants.
Exactly.
Different chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
Different prices.
Yes. Termites are probably the most expensive because they are subterranean insects. You have to treat the ground around the perimeter of your foundation in and out. You have to poison the earth because every 24-hour cycle, a termite comes up to eat and it goes back to its nest. You want to stop that movement.
How do termites get to a property usually?
Well, they're hungry like we are. It's their supermarket. If they find any wood near the ground, they're going to tell their friends about it, and then they're going to come in mass. That's why we recommend you, we don't like wood-to-earth contact, a home inspector. Always lower the earth to below the siding. And we usually find termites where the wood is closest to the earth because the termites don't want to travel too far. Mm-hmm. You know, the easier the wood is to get, the more likely they are to be there.
Will they eat the pressure-treated lumber?
No,
they won't go near that.
No, they don't. They go around it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So when you have an older home which had a dirt floor, commonly a lot of people through the years would put down so that they can walk in their basements and their cellars without bringing dirt up to their living space. They would put wood, like pallets or just wood floors, mm-hmm. down so that they could make it very walkable.
Yes.
So that wood floor in that basement over dirt, mm-hmm. and it's Northeast PA, we have moisture here. Dampness, yep. Moisture in our basements, that is a haven?
Yeah. Well, termites like a certain level of moisture. They correct the moisture themselves by the tunneling that they do. They're inside of dirt tunnels. And if they have too damp or too hot of a tunnel system, they'll create little drop tunnels that actually air condition their tunnels that they're in. But getting back to what you said, any wood touching the earth. Yeah, if you have an older home that was rejected or missed by termites for 100 years, and you put new wood in the basement, you create a new food source.
Okay.
For the termites.
Wow. Okay. Well, we're going to go over a listing now. We have another listing that Debbie Saar has listed. It's in West Scranton, 333 North Rebecca Avenue. It's 1159, 6 rooms, 3 bedrooms, 1.5 baths, vinyl sided. And the taxes are a little less than $1,600 a year. That's not bad.
No, I like low taxes.
Off-street parking.
I have the corrected price. It's just been lowered.
Oh.
The price has just been lowered to $1,099.
Wow.
That's a news flash. We should put that at the news at the top of the hour.
Yes. Price reduced, $1,099.
Yes, it's a remodeled two-story home with 3 bedrooms, bath and a half, off-street parking for about 3 cars. That would just about cover us, right? Me and my wife for parking for 3 cars. Mm-hmm. A newer kitchen, a first floor laundry. I like that. I don't have to go into the basement and hit my head off the beam.
You know, like I do.
Like you do. I was walking behind Pat at at an inspection, and the two of us were in the basement, hunched around. We were like Quasimodo going around the basement. New carpeting. It's got updated wiring and a rear deck. Oh, it's got restored natural woodwork and 12-inch insulation in the attic floor to keep all that expensive heat in the winter and the heat out in the summer. If you want to get in contact with us at Century 21 Jack Ruddy, you could ask for Debbie Saar, or you can ask anybody about 333 North Rebecca Avenue.
Yes, that's a steal. That price, that home is a steal at that price. That's a great price for that home. Okay, we generally go over a tip. This is our tip today. Pat, you're going to really like this tip.
Mm. Which Pat?
Both Pats.
Both Pats?
Okay. Yeah, okay. When you are online on your Facebook account, Twitter.
Oh, I love this one.
MySpace.
This is my favorite.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, you tell them.
I would strongly recommend, suggest that no one post when they're going to be out of town.
I will be in Europe for the next 2 weeks, so I should just put a big sign on the outside of my house, rob me now.
Why don't you just leave the door open, unlocked, open?
That's right, and leave the keys in the car, and you can have it all.
Okay. Now, there's a lot of people that do that, and I certainly understand they want to share their excitement with the world, but there is we did post something on Jack Ruddy's Facebook account about this, and a local news station did report this, and there's a link there about how someone was actually going on Facebook looking for that.
Right, yeah, from WNEP. It was a guy up Mid Valley, up in Jessup, up there somewhere, was cruising the Facebook accounts, and when people were on vacation, he was hitting their homes.
Okay, well, that concludes our show today, and thank you very much, Pat, for joining us.
You're welcome.
Would you like to come back in the future?
I very much would. I enjoyed it.
What's your contact information again?
My cell phone is 570-499-3555. And my email is kellyinspectionsplural@inc.com. Not without the word plural.
Okay. That concludes today's Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, with Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney, my husband. We're both from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And if you have any real estate questions throughout the week, please feel free to email us at questions@jruddy.com or stop by and visit us at 111 West Drinker Street. That's at Dunmore Corners. Or you can call us
at 570-344-6724. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
Thanks for joining us, and have a super weekend.
Looking for the one home that's right for you? It's one of the biggest decisions of your life. Don't leave it all to a website. Connect with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. They'll work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that will give you the best value. Then they will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, the gold standard. Whether it's time to move up or you're simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice your comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. They're the experts on real estate. Tune in on Saturdays at 8:30 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Century 21 Jack Ruddy knows real estate.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers. Thank you.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.